Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today here on Blog Talk Radio for the best hour. You can also find us on our website, truthought.org, truthought.org. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. And I'm also joined with my wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you.
Wonderful to be here.
Yes, it is indeed. Today, we're going to be talking about Lesson 324 and A Course in Miracles workbook lessons. And before we begin, let's join for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I merely follow, for I would not lead. Father, you are the one who gave the plan for my salvation to me. You have set the way I am to go, the role to take, and every step in my appointed path. I cannot lose the way. I can but choose to wander off a while and then return. Your loving voice will always call me back and guide my feet aright. My brothers all can follow in the way I lead them, yet I merely follow in the way to you as you direct me and would have me go.
So let us follow one who knows the way. We need not tarry, and we cannot stray except an instant from his loving hand. We walk together, for we follow him, and it is he who makes the ending sure and guarantees a safe returning home. I merely follow, for I would not lead.
And so it is. Again, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. The capital V voice, the capital T teacher, the capital G guide, the capital F friend. These are all references to the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is a reference to nothing more than your right mind. It is you, your true self, the Christ child, if you will, the Christ mind. What you were created as, an idea of love and the everlasting eternal mind of God. That's your true identity. That is the who we keep searching for in this world. But it's not in this world. It's expressing here most often as a false concept of what we are, but it is not what we are, that false concept, that ego, that personality self, that individuated, separated human form is nothing. Just an imagination. Just a game. A symbol, really, of separation. And a vehicle to express and play. And a construct of what would it be like to be separate from God. But after a few lifetimes, or many lifetimes, in this experience, in this existence, we come to realize that while this experience of form has some wonderful attributes, it also is a disconnect from knowing, capital K, knowing, the truth, capital T, truth of who we are. A Course in Miracles shared with us through Helen Schachman, who scribed to this teaching from our brother Jesus, who has been teaching us now for 2,000 years. You'd think we'd finally start to get a little of it, but the message has been distorted. But in this teaching, it rings clear and true and unambiguous and simply tells us the truth. It's time to wake up. The choice is ours. We cannot arrive in a separated state of mind, in a separated consciousness. We have to be willing to be led. And Jesus, discovering that lead, that capital V voice within himself, has been pointing the way for lo these many centuries. And now, through Helen Schacman, through this scribing, and others that have come since, the message is getting clearer and more clear and more clear for us to be able to recognize that as our journey, our own journey, is identical to that journey that was described as the Son of God. It is who and what we are. He was and is and remains always, forever and ever, our brother, our family. And yes, maybe one step ahead, as it appears in this experience, but we are only one step away from being free and liberated from this illusion forever and ever. So let us follow. Let us merely follow and choose not to lead, to be willing as a child, to be curious, and to be guided.
I merely follow, for I would not lead. I was having this image of being a child and playing follow the leader. In fact, I have a very vivid image of that because I was playing follow the leader as a child and I was following. I was not the leader. And I had my hands in my pocket and I tripped and fell and I knocked my front teeth out. And so I remember the game of playing follow the leader.
I guess you do.
And those were my baby teeth. And I subsequently knocked out my adult teeth too. So just a little story that got evoked in the reading of this lesson, the idea of following the leader and the aspect of the self that we made called the ego wants to be the leader. And I know, speaking for myself, and the reflection I see back from humanity is that we've all been practicing being the leader. And I invite each of us to review our lives, you know, how have we followed leaders? And leaders are not just people, there are ideas and it's a mindset, you know, that were simply not aligned or had goals that were set by the conditioning of this world. And so we're asked to just let all that go. And many of us have gotten to a place of maturity and perspective where we can look back and think, well, that didn't work, you know, and we get to this point of saying, you know what, I think I'll follow. I think I'll follow the guide, the creator, and see how that works. And we can't really do both. And so it's really a commitment. This is a commitment. I merely follow. And the word merely just, you know, implies that it's so simple. It's really so very, very simple. And it is to get this bloated nothingness, this puffed up aspect of self out of the lead and merely allow and follow the divine intelligence, the all power, the one that sees all, knows all, is all, and just allow that aspect to lead and then to merely follow. And so this is where we find ourselves, and that it is a faithfulness. It calls forth a trustfulness in the remembrance and the restoration of the memory of the benevolence and love of God. It also evokes for me the concept of authorship and the authority problem that is outlined in the text, and the willingness to remember that I did not create myself. While it is true that I am as God created me and endowed with so many wonderful attributes because of that, I did not create myself. And therefore, you know, aligning with Creator and allowing Creator to point the way. The third thing that I just want to say is that while I appreciate the voice of Jesus and the value of such a clear message coming through, you know, this teaching, that this teaching, this truth predates the idea of Jesus and predates this text, that the truths that are spoken here are eternal and timeless, and we're in play before even that. And how grateful I am that a revealer of truth in a succinct way, in a pathway, you know, has made it to my lap where this book rests right now, but that I also know that what is contained in it predates, that it is timeless and eternal truth. What is true always. So those are the things that I wanted to share about I merely follow, for I would not lead.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. It's actually kind of a tough call. I mean, because the ego is hell-bent, appropriately named, hell-bent on controlling everything, mm-hmm. controlling the very next moment of its experience and everything around it. To control its experience, it feels it has to control and works diligently to control everything in its world and its environment. We see that played out in our homes, in our families, in our cities, in our churches, and absolutely in our governments. But it's the same thing. It's just this ideology of being able to construct a safe self.
Yes. And in the level, I love that you bring up the word control, and in the levels of consciousness as we teach it, that what we release, what we let go of in order to rise in consciousness to the channel and mystic level consciousness is control. Mm. And that this is truly a lesson in releasing that and stepping into allowance. And stepping into the statement from the Way of Mastery, you know, that love heals all things, trusts all things, allows all things, and thereby transcends all things. And what this lesson is really telling us is that we let love lead the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Sharing your thoughts and wisdom with us today.
Thank you.
Good stuff. So stay the course, Mighty Companion. Thank you for being with us today. God bless you for the energy of love that you are communicating to the world. Everyone, everyone everywhere is benefiting from your consciousness and your love. Stay the course. We're committed to staying this course with you. We will return. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love.